From Church Leaders, How to Be a Disciple of Christ, by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. The first step on the path of discipleship begins in the exact place where we stand. We do not have to pre-qualify to take that first step. It doesn't matter if we are rich or poor. There is no requirement to be educated, eloquent, or intellectual. We do not have to be perfect or well-spoken or even well-mannered. You and I can walk in the path of discipleship today. Let us be humble. Let us pray to our Father in heaven with all our heart and express our desire to draw close to Him and learn of Him. Have faith. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. See Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Serve the Lord by serving others. Become an active participant in your ward or branch. Strengthen your family by committing to live the principles of the gospel. Be of one heart and of one mind in your family. Adjust your lives to be able to have a temple recommend and use it. Have meaningful family home evenings. Read the Word of God and speak to your Heavenly Father in earnest prayer. Fill our hearts with gratitude for the restoration of His church, for living prophets, the Book of Mormon, and the priesthood power that blesses our lives. Embrace the gospel of Jesus Christ. Become His disciples and walk in His way. I invite you to start where you are and come to the restored gospel of Jesus Christ. Walk again in the way of the Lord. I testify that the Lord will bless your life, endow you with knowledge and joy beyond comprehension, and distill upon you the supernal gifts of the Spirit. It is always the right time to walk in His way. It is never too late. From the General Conference Address, The Way of the Disciple, Ensign May 2009, pages 77 through 78. Share your experiences. Share your experiences in applying the teachings from this talk and read the experiences of other youth by visiting lds.org/go/82Q.
How have you applied this? The best thing that motivates me is to remember I am a daughter of God. Rebecca R.
I have started to read my scriptures every night. I have been so blessed by this with insight, strength, and faith. Andrew W.
End of the article from Church Leaders, How to Be a Disciple of Christ.